second and 8. Garrard, middle of the field, up in the end, intercepted. Oh my goodness, T.J. Ward with his second interception of the game.
Dogs by Nature, please be joined by the hardest hitting safety in the NFL, T.J. Ward of the Cleveland Browns. T.J., thanks for joining me, man.
Well, thanks for having me. How are you?
Great. I think a lot of Browns fans are pretty pleased with how the defense has played so far this season. How's the transition to the 4-3 going?
Oh, it's going really well so far. I love Coach Geron's scheme, and I think the more time goes by and the more games we play, then the better we're going to get. And hopefully I'm sure we're going to master it by the end of the year, and I think you're going to see some good defense all year long.
Yeah, a lot of Browns fans are upset, you know, with Rob Ryan leaving. What system are you liking more from the Rob Ryan to the Dick Geron era?
I mean, I like different things about both of them, but for the most part, the secondary, it remains the same. I mean, the only difference that we have is the difference between coverages, and that's about it. I mean, everything else takes place in the box between the 3-4 and the 4-3. So, I mean, I think we remain the same in our responsibilities unless the coverage changes.
All right, you think Dick Geron's going to blitz as much as Rob Ryan, though?
Oh, I think he'll blitz as much, but I don't think he'll be blitzing as many people. Coach Geron, I mean, he has his ways of getting to the quarterback, and he sends different people from everywhere. And so you'll see a lot of different guys blitzing.
Great. I'm sure you're familiar with the Browns' recent history, and to be quite honest with you, we suck. Should fans believe in this new coaching staff and team?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think that the city should believe in this team and what we're going to do. And I think we're fully capable of taking this team to the playoffs and further than that. So have faith and just be patient. And you know, we're going to bring the city a championship.
I like that. I have to ask, the game against the Bengals, what happened on the long A.J. Green touchdown?
Oh, we were caught off guard. We didn't have our defensive play in, and we hadn't really broke the huddle yet. And they were already lined up, ready to go. And they took advantage of that, and it was something we'll learn from and get better from. And it will never happen again. But they just caught us off guard.
All right. Well, Spence, we're talking about the Bengals. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit. I'm sure everyone asked you this. Last year's hit on Jordan Shipley, is that the hardest you've hit someone, or was Zach Robinson harder?
I think I put more effort in the Zach Robinson hit. I mean, I definitely hit Zach harder, but a lot of people seem to like the Shipley one better. For what reason, I don't know, but I think they were two just really good hits, two of my best, definitely.
All right, let me ask you this then. If you can name one player from the AFC North, and I have a suggestion if you don't have one, what player would you like just to straight blow up, legally, of course?
Can I guess your suggestion?
Go for it.
I'm going to guess you're going to say Hines Ward.
Oh, of course.
But no one. I don't have someone that I'm targeting out or anything like that. That's not my. That's not just how I play. But if they happen to come in my vicinity and the ball just happens to be thrown to them, then I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity.
Well, I can guarantee you, if you ever get fined for hitting Hines Ward, just ask a Browns fan. They'll chip in and help you out on that.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you this. Roger Goodell and the NFL are really trying to crack down on these helmet-to-helmet hits, and you got fined for the Shipley hit, and, hey, this is a Browns fan speaking. You led with your shoulder. Does that play any role when you're back there and you see somebody and you can size them up and really, take a blow? Do you just kind of maybe ease up a little bit? I mean, is it affecting how you play on Sunday?
Not yet. I'm not so. I'm not gonna say yeah, but no, it hasn't. I think that if you try to ease up or play differently, then it can backfire and you can hurt yourself. So I'm definitely gonna keep going at whoever's carrying the ball with 100%, and try to take them out. But I think that type of, preventative action, the fines and whatnot is, I don't think it's really help. I mean, it might help against the head injuries, but as you can see, people are getting chopped down now and tearing knee ligaments. And like Shibley is a prime example. He just got hit low because the opportunity for him to get hit up high was taken away by the defender thinking he's going to get fined, and he got chopped and towards ACL and out for the season. So, I mean, I think it's just, apples and oranges. You're preventing one thing, but you're causing another.
Yeah, you hear so many players say they'd rather get hit high than low.
Exactly. I mean, a guy will take a concussion, but he doesn't want his knee ripped to shreds.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. After the Jordan Shipley hit, Sheldon Brown was talking to you, and Carson Palmer came up and said something. What did he say to you, and what did you say back?
Oh, he said
And you can be, you know, this isn't on the radio. You can let it rip.
I can't. I think he was just like, that was uncalled for. I didn't even realize it was him until I looked up and he was right on top of me. And he was just talking like, that was BS, or that was dirty, something of that extent. And I was just like, dude, you're not my teammate. You might want to get up out of my face.
Man, especially considering it's Carson Palmer who whines about every hit in the NFL anyways. Exactly. All right, well, let me ask you some real quick rapid-fire questions. We have some listeners, you know, or readers of Dogs by Nature, and they wanted to ask you a couple questions. So here's a couple quick ones. Hardest guy to cover in practice?
The hardest guy to cover in practice? I'd have to say either Ben Watson, Evan Moore, because they're just, I mean, Ben, he's a technician and runs great routes, and Evan is just a physical 6'7" and can catch anything you throw to him. From the tight end standpoint, those two right there. I don't guard too many receivers, but when we do one-offs and things like that, Muhammad is pretty good out there.
All right. Well, who's the fastest defensive back?
The fastest defensive back will be the rookie, Buster.
He can fly, huh?
He can fly.
Who's the slowest one?
Slowest. I don't know. That'll have to be put to test. I think we might have to have a race for that one. I can't really say.
All right, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is, I love seafood. I like crab and lobster. Steak, I love steak. I pretty much eat anything.
I'm fat. I can feel you on that.
Yeah, pretty much eat anything.
All right, if you can call any defensive play, what do you call?
Any defensive play, I'd have to go with, we have this defense called shotgun roll. It's basically a safety blitz, strong safety blitz. And, yeah, that's probably be my number one.
All right, who's the funniest guy on the team?
We have so many characters, but Titus Brown definitely takes that. He takes the cake.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Now, does
you can ask anybody that on the team, and they're going to tell you Titus.
Does the secondary kind of like hang out, you know, like in baseball, the bullpen hangs out together? Is the secondary kind of like a close-knit group like that?
Yeah, I think with each position, you tend to hang out with the guys that you're with all day. And if it's not all of you guys, you're hanging out with one or two of them from your position group. But, I mean, I think everyone on our team pretty much gets along. So you'll see different guys in different position groups hanging out as well.
That's cool. Who's your coolest friend or who's your closest friend on the team?
Joe.
Joe Hayden?
Yeah.
Man, I from a Browns fan, I love that kid. You know, I mean, the city of Cleveland really needed him.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't love him. I mean, you probably have to be going out your way not to get along with him. But, yeah, Joe's a great guy.
The way that he even supports the other teams, you know, it's just the way that, you know, obviously LeBron leaving, Cleveland really needed somebody to step up, and he's really kind of stepped up into that role, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah.
All right, and do a lot of guys on the team play fantasy football?
No, we're not allowed to do that, are we? I don't think so.
Really?
I think we can't do that because it's a form of gambling, and we have the inside being in the NFL, so I don't think we're allowed to do that.
You get asked about it all the time, don't you, though?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, speaking of fantasy football, you're talking about a product today that really would help out the fantasy football nerd that loves to go to the games, too. Because that's the thing you hear is, I don't want to go to the games because I want to stay at home and keep track of my fantasy football team. But you got something that can pretty much take care of both of those, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's called FanVision. And basically, it's a mobile device that if you're at the game, it allows you to check up on other games, check up on other players, check instant replays from the game you're at or another game, and it's like a mobile television, but you don't have the reception problems you would have from a cell phone or anything like that. So it allows complete freedom to basically see the highlights as if you're on your couch.
And can you go ahead and buy these at the stadium or buy them online, or where do you go?
You can buy them online. FanVision.com, they'll have them there. And pretty much that's where I know of right now. If anything else, then I'm sure that I'll get that out somehow where you can purchase them. But you can go to the website and get them.
Well, TJ, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day and joining us here at Dogs by Nature. I speak, I think, for everyone there. Man, keep whooping ass and keep representing the Browns. And please, please, please hit Hines Ward.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.